Syria's president has denied any involvement or responsibility for violence against his people, saying he never gave the military orders to kill. Bashar al-Assad has told the American ABC network most of those killed in the 9 months of bloodshed were his supporters, not anti-government demonstrators. His Middle East correspondent, Anne Barker.
Bashar al-Assad's words tell a very different story to the latest video footage from Syria's streets. Amateur pictures show a mass of funerals in the past 2 days in the central city of Homs, where activists say as many as 50 people there were killed on Monday alone, the victims of government forces, and there are still mounting fears that the bloodshed in Syria is continuing to escalate. In other towns too, amateur footage shows government tanks and soldiers lining the roads. And yet Bashar al-Assad, who as president is the commander of Syria's armed forces, denies he's in any way responsible for the crackdown.
They are not my forces. They are military forces, belong to the government.
Okay, but you're
I don't own them. I'm president. Okay. I don't own the country. So they're not
no,
my forces.
No, but you have to give the order.
No.
Not by your command?
No. We don't have no one's command. There was no command to kill or to be brutal.
On American television, President Assad told Barbara Walters from the ABC network he's never given any commands to kill.
We don't kill our people. Nobody kill, no government in the world kill its people unless it's led by a crazy person. For me as president, I became president because of the public support. It's impossible for anyone in this state to give order to kill.
Do you feel guilty?
I did my best to protect the people, so you cannot feel guilty when you do your best. You feel sorry for the life that has been lost, but you don't feel guilty when you don't kill people.
When confronted with details of specific killings, of children, of dissidents, a high-profile cartoonist, even a famous Syrian singer, President Assad rejected the allegations against his government, and he's dismissed the claims made in a UN report last week that members of his regime committed torture, rape and other abuses against civilians.
Very simply, I would say send us the documents and the concrete evidences that you have, and we'll see if that's true or not. Who said that the United Nations is a credible institution?
You do not think the United Nations is credible?
No.
You have an ambassador to the United Nations?
Yeah. It's a game you play, but doesn't mean you believe in it.
President Assad's comments come as Arab nations impose more sanctions on Syria in a vain attempt to stop the bloodshed, and as the US repeats demands for his removal. This is Anne Barker reporting for AM.